Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening. You are listening to PWN Radio, Women in the Morning Broadcasting, Woman-Owned Radio Show, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I am your host, Francieli Daly, and you're listening to Mommy Mondays on Full-Time Mom Radio. Thank you so much if you're listening to us either live or on demand. Whatever the case may be, please, if you are listening live, call us to join in the conversation. You can call us at 602-753-1726. Again, the number is 602-753-1726. So I hope everybody is having a wonderful Monday. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. And it is still summertime in this house. My daughter is completely done with summer camp, and she has 3 weeks and counting until school starts for her. And my daughter is 6, going on 13. I swear she is just so energetic and just so full of life, but she is entering first grade and just feels so different this time around when it comes to school shopping and all that great stuff that we have to prepare for. So our kiddos are just prepared and on guard, right? So she starts in about 3 weeks, and on Wednesday we have registration and, you know, just all the little things that need to get done before they get to sit down in that classroom. So that's what's really happening over here. And it's been pretty amazing this day, just because summer camp ended on Friday, and now she's home all day. So it's like really managing, how do I do this get home thing and then really take care of my daughter, but also keep her entertained because she is sick. She can only watch TV for a little bit. And TV is just not, you know, something you want your child to do all day. You know, there's other things that you can do out there. Especially with just living in Chicago, there's just so many amazing activities. So I am just so excited for these 3 weeks just to kind of plan in between, but also be able to just spend time with her and not have to worry about getting up early, bringing her somewhere. But we get to kind of plan our days the way that we want them to be planned. So it's pretty exciting. I am getting the studio up so we can bring on our guest for today, and I am having some internet issues, so once that gets up, it's just taking a little bit longer than usual, which it, you know, always does. There's always something going on. So, there we go. We're up and running on my end on the internet way, so once our guest joins us, I will chime her in. But let me tell you a little bit about her. So talking about how to manage time, especially with these 3 weeks, I know that there may be even some that may even have a whole month ahead of them, depending if their summer camp has ended already, or maybe they have one more week, whatever the case may be. If you are in the Chicagoland area, I met this amazing woman. We actually met at a networking event for moms a while ago. And she kind of told us her vision about what she was deciding to do. And I thought it was just remarkable to hear that there is actually going to be a workspace, but not only a workspace, but a workspace for moms with childcare. And I thought that was pretty profound because I've gone to so many different incubators and just entrepreneur centers and workspaces and just all of that. I've been to so many of them in Chicago, and I do feel a little guilty when I can't bring my daughter with me, you know, if she's not in school, but she's at home, or if I have to find a babysitter for her, or whatever the case may be, there is that guilt. I mean, we are moms, and we feel like we have to be continuously and constantly taking care of our kids and giving them the attention they need. And in all reality, it's really learning how to create a balance so that we can still fulfill our needs of work, husband, and whatever else it is. So when she started telling me about this, I was like, wow, this is really a great idea. I want to know more. When it's ready, give me some more information. I would love to be part of this, of whatever it is that you're creating. Let me help you and support you. So she finally reached out to me, and just, it's really funny how it even happened, like just this topic. I didn't even think about it, but yes, today is the first day that my daughter is officially like home all day. I think we had maybe like 2 weeks in between when she did finish school until summer camp. And it was hard. It was really hard to manage, especially because my husband and I, we do work at home, and she's constantly coming to the room and saying, hey, I want to do this. Let's go to the park. Let's go to the swimming pool. Let's do this. Let's do that. So, you know, in some ways there is that guilt, like, oh my gosh, she's home. I should be spending time with her. But in our reality, when she's at school, I am working. I am doing what I'm, you know, my schedule abides me of too. So it's really creating balance and boundaries. And how do you do that though, you know, with just the guilt that you have in the back of your mind? So I just think it's so funny that Nikki's going to be on. Her name is Nikki Ricks, and she has a background in urban planning and architecture. After having her first baby and deciding to make a different work and life balance, isn't that what we're talking about? How do I create that balance for herself? She started to freelance from home. One of the many reasons, pumping in the storage room sounded awful to her. And then realizing that conference calls and tight deadlines weren't her baby girl's idea of fun. And I sure agree with that. Just in alignment with what my daughter thinks of fun. So she tried to figure out a better way, and that is when Collide co-working with childcare was born. I think this is such a great idea, regardless of how old your child is. I mean, if you just had a newborn, if, you know, your child's like mine and 6 years old going into first grade, and I think it's just so great that there is something out there finally, because I have, like I said, I've been to so many different co-working spaces, and just I have not found anything with childcare except, you know, the play cafes and things like that, but it's different. I mean, the mindset there is just play, let me spend time with my child, versus I need to get some work done, I need some balance, and I need some boundaries in my life. How do I make this happen? So let's see if she's on. And she is. Let me chime her in. Hold on 1 second, guys. Nikki, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be on here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's so funny that you are our guest today, because my daughter is officially like on summer break because she just finished summer camp. And I'm like, how am I going to balance this whole working here at home?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Balancing her needs. And just like you said,
right,
that, you know, there's deadlines and conference calls, and your daughter's like, this is not fun, Mom. I'm home. Right?
That's right.
So I think this is such a great topic, especially just because it's giving me some pointers, but then I'm sure there's other moms that are listening and they're probably driving themselves crazy on how to create balance in their life. So thank you so much for being with us today.
No, so happy to be here.
So how old is your daughter now, since you've like decided to do all that you're doing right now?
She is 18 months.
Oh, that's such a cute age.
My nephew,
I think he's around that age, and he's so much fun, so I could just imagine.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. She's talking a ton, and she was a delayed walker, and so she just, it, literally in the last week, has started walking, which is right before our appointment with our pediatrician, so we don't have to start physical therapy, and it's like a whole new world has been opened up to her. She's just, you know, she's just having a ball.
Yeah, I can imagine. She's like, oh, wow, now I get to see life on this level. Like,
yeah.
What do I get to do now, right?
Totally.
It's
yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
So before we go into what you've created, which is, I think, super, super amazing, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I live in the West Loop in Chicago, and I've lived here for 6 years. I don't know how much detail you want. I can tell you so much, but so I went to urban planning school and I worked at an architecture firm after school, after I graduated, and my husband and I decided to have a baby, and we decided that I would I would be the primary caregiver and figure out what I wanted to do with work and baby. And so I decided that, I talked to my job and tried to see if I could do some freelancing or consulting work from home. And so that's what I've been doing. And it's just been so tricky just figuring out, like, nursing lifestyle and working at the same time. I'm no longer nursing, but that was definitely a huge issue for me. I didn't really want to go into work have a nanny at home. I would have to then, I wanted to breastfeed, and so trying to figure all of that out just seems like such a nightmare and just, like, really, really complicated and just not something that was desirable. So, yeah, this kind of is where this idea was born, where I was like, okay, I would love to be able to go into a co-working space on my own terms and not have to, I love my coworkers, I love my work, but not have to, I guess, have the expectations from them of when I would be coming in and how long I would be there, type of a thing. And so I thought I would love to, join a co-working space, potentially network with other people to get more architecture work and go from there. But then again, it just kind of, the childcare, again, became complicated. And so I started looking into co-working with childcare and found that there was none in Chicago, and there's actually only one in the nation. It's NextKids in San Francisco. And, only one. And actually, I spoke with her, and she said that before she opened, there were only two. And sadly enough, 3 months before she opened, they both closed down. And so, that was a little bit discouraging to her, but they're really successful. They've been open for over a year now. So there wasn't anything like that in Chicago. And so I thought, hey, I want this idea, so I'll try to make it happen for myself at least, if no one else will. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, I think that's so great. I remember meeting you, right? We were at a networking event. This was probably months ago, wasn't it? It was probably right before, in the springtime, I believe. I don't know, but I just remember you kind of sharing your ideas and your thoughts, and I just am so, acknowledging you in terms of just really going through with it, because it's so needed. Like I said, I've been to so many different co-working spots in Chicago, and you kind of have it in the back of your mind, I wish I could have brought my child with me, because that's kind of why you've chosen to work at home, and so you can have that flexibility, So I think it's so great.
Yeah,
so really awesome. Yeah, definitely. So, I guess just with talking to the lady from San Francisco, what challenges have you had since opening and creating Collide?
Yeah, so our first event is this Thursday, and so we haven't officially opened yet, but come out to our event on Thursday, August 7th from 9 to 5. It's going to be at Kidville. So our process with that has been, at first we wanted to have our own space, our own co-working space with childcare. But as I was crunching the numbers with that and looking at funding, it just, and talking with Diana from NextKids, it just seemed like the market wasn't there yet. People don't know the word co-working. There was just too much of an education curve. It was just too risky at this point to do it. Co-working isn't evolved enough yet for it to be a household name. So I then started contacting co-working spaces to see, you know, if they had a parent network there, if we could bring in, you know, the network of parents that we had to their space. And, you know, a couple of them were interested, and we met, and I went into their spaces, and their spaces are really cool and great, but it's Chicago, and people don't have, you know, a ton of extra space to say, like, hey, yeah, we're not using this. go ahead, you know. So the spaces just were cool and great as a coworker, but just weren't adequate for the childcare piece. So then we thought, okay, well, maybe we can contact Play Spaces and see if they have, you know, any spaces that could work that's separate from the kids for the co-working, but then have the kids in the play space for the supervised care. And so that's where we started partnering with, we're going to partner this month with Kidville and Little Beans Cafe and Kids Island. And they all have separate spaces, closed off doors, that's more professional and has Wi-Fi and will be great for, you know, what we're wanting to do. Kidville especially is great because it has an actual office above Kidville. So you take an elevator up to it. It's really separated. It's in, you know, a hallway of other offices. And so, yeah, that'll be, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, this is really great because I know that I've been reading emails and such, and it's like, okay, how did this all kind of fit in, right? Like the hotel care and the co-working space. So I think it's really great that you've teamed up with these play cafes, especially I know some of them, especially Little Bean Cafe and Shannon over there. And I think that's really great that you did that.
Yeah.
Just because I'm sure there's just moms that are coming in and they're like, okay, I'm taking a break. But, oh, I don't need to take a break, like, necessarily from my work, right? So that's kind
right.
of being, like, the option is being there, right? So I think that's really, that's okay, that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
So I'm just going through some of the, I'm trying to go through for that event. Do you have to RSVP or is there a link that you can go to?
Yeah, there's a link that you can go to on our website. It's collidecoworking.com. And go to our events page, and there you can register for all of our events. So our packages are you can get an 8-hour day package for $90, a 4-hour day for $50, or 2-hour day for 2 hours. And as you're checking out for those 4-hour and 2-hour blocks, you can request what specific time that you want. So if you want to be there from 11 to 1, great. If you want to do a 4-hour block and you want to be there from 1 to 5, great. Just whatever based on your kid's nap schedule or your days, you know, your schedule that day, it's flexible. And then we also offer, you know, if the day you didn't register before our deadline, which for Kidville is tomorrow, and you still want to come, we would love to have you if we can fit you in. So go ahead and drop in, and that would be $40 for a 2-hour block. And we have the kids broken up into 3 different age brackets. So it's ages 4 months to 6 years, and the first one is 4 months to 18 months, the second one is 18 months to 3 years, and the second group is 3 years to 6 years. Another thing we're really excited about is all of our sponsors that we have at the events. Kitsch Fix is coming in. They focus on really fresh, organic foods. And so they'll be providing lunch. So if you could come during lunchtime, that would probably be great for you.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, an Ugly Mug Coffee, which is a local coffee shop in Noble Square. They're bringing coffee for us, and then Nest Furniture, which is a local furniture store that has beautiful kind of bohemian type furniture and antique, like modern antique furniture. They're bringing their furniture in. And so we just have some like really great sponsors that I'm really excited about, bringing all their stuff in. So it should be, you know, a really great, great day for you and a great, setup and package.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm actually on the page right now. So it's collidecoworking.com, and then you just go into the events. You can do /events, and it's super easy the way that you guys have it set up. It's awesome. Like, it's just so simple. So you could go to each location, and then you're able to sign up right there. And then so it tells you Kidsville, Little Beans, Cafe, Kids Island, and then it has even like frequently asked questions, which is really, really great. And then it has a sponsor at the bottom. It's like a really awesome page. Just, and then it has all the different time slots and then the prices. I mean, these are pretty reasonable. Like, I'm just looking at them. It's like, you guys definitely, you know, are really like in the mom's world. And like, okay, I need like just as much time. And, you know, it's pretty reasonable, like just looking at the different prices and whatnot. So
definitely
check it out.
Yeah, you know, as a mom myself, I needed to make this reasonable for me. You know, I am my target audience. And so I know what the average nanny is. I know that it's hard to just ask a nanny to come 2 hours a day. I know that it's hard to, you know, I know what it costs. And so, you know, that's kind of where our packaging is from, is, you know, you can get a 4-hour package, which breaks down to $1,250 an hour, which, you know, an average nanny in the city.
That's phenomenal. Oh, yeah.
$12 to $15 an hour. I pay my nanny $15 an hour for, you know, my one baby. And so, you know, I'm definitely trying to make this appealable to me.
Yeah, no, totally. And I know, like, even daycare centers, just to even drop them in, you know, drop them off for a little bit, it's impossible to do that because you either have to have a half-day agreement or a full-day agreement. And sometimes most of the daycares just want a full-day agreement because that's just what their demand is, you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
It's just really great to have the flexibility. And, I mean, even, like, I'm just going back to just when my daughter was in daycare, and you know, now she's like, I have the luxury of her in school now. So
yeah,
but like, I just remember like the park district, there was just like weird hours, like you could only go for like 2 hours, and it was like 10 to 2, and it was just like a weird, just like, you know, like it didn't have any flexibility whatsoever, and you had to be nearby just in case, right? So this is like,
right,
you have your child nearby and you get to work. So I think that's just even great. And I just, like, looking at the people that you've partnered up with, like Kidsville, Little Beans Cafe, and Kids Island, like, they're very well-known play cafes, and they have a really good reputation. So that's even a plus. Like, I'm just looking at it, I'm like, that's really, really great, you know? So.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we think so as well. We're really happy with the partners we've been able to get.
Yeah, this is really, really great. I'm just, like, so excited now that I really understand like the concept and like the idea. And I mean, it's just really great. And like, do you have a partner, or are you totally doing this on your own besides the sponsors?
So yeah, I work with my sister. She
oh, nice.
Used to live in Chicago, but she recently moved to Boise, but we work really well together. I didn't think that we would work this well together, but we do. We work really, really well. We FaceTime a lot and, you know, just get organized and get stuff done. And it's really great to work with her.
That's really, yeah. I think it's even best because it's your sister. So you're like, oh, well, you know, this is another way that we can really get closer in a more business mindset. But, hey, it's okay, right?
Totally.
Okay, so I know I had asked the question like in terms of monthly basis, but it's just based off of where you're at and what location, and then that's where you can click on the price range and then reserve your spot, right? But in terms of just like fees and just getting reservations, right?
Yeah, we are looking into doing monthly and yearly packages, but because these are our first events, we wanted to see what the demand is like and, how many people show up. And then I think we'll go from there on, creating a monthly and annual package.
Nice. Yeah, I think that'd be, like, just once everybody kind of knows, like, who you are and what you're about, a lot of, moms, I think, are going to be like, oh, well, I really want to utilize you more. So I think that, I think that's really great. So stay tuned, guys, like, if you're listening and, you just really want this as a consistent basis, it's coming, right? So
that's right.
So I guess my question for you, just because you've gone through a lot of the motions and the different challenges and now like just breakthroughs that you're having, right? What would be your a couple tips that you can give moms that are kind of where they're like on the sideline or like they're about to do something but they're unsure? Like, what would be some of your tips for them?
Tips for moms that are unsure that come to Collide? Is that what you're asking?
No, I mean, like, in terms of being a mompreneur, because you're totally a mompreneur.
Oh.
You know, you've kind of took the leap of faith to just go do, do your own thing. So, like, what would be your tips to them that are kind of in the same, like, they're just kind of, like, on the borderline. They're not too sure if they want to do that.
Yeah, I have just kind of taken this in stride. And I really enjoy it. I really enjoy working on this in my free time. It's not like a burden to me. And so, I guess, I want this to be a full-fledged business, but I'm looking at it as kind of a hobby. I like the idea of empowering women. And so I guess, that's kind of what I always come back to is my reason for why I do it. The ideal reason is because I think that there should be another option in childcare besides nannies and daycare. I think that there's I want parents to be able to have another option and to empower them in doing, whatever excites them, and having a space where they can do that. And so that's kind of what is constantly motivating me when I'm, heavy and trying to write copy for the site and, the more tedious things that I have to do for it. So I guess that's just, the advice that I would give is just, figure out, if you have an idea, figure out why you want to do it and, see if that motivates you over time to, to continue with it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's really good. And usually that's how it starts. It's just a hobby. So I've talked to so many mompreneurs and just kind of where they're at. And, now that they're like a full-blown business, it's always started off as a hobby or something that they really wanted for themselves. And that's really what I hear is kind of happening for you. And I can totally see this being a huge success. So, I'm totally on your team. If you need anything, please let me know.
Thank you.
Full-time mom is, totally here for you in any way, in any form. So let me know how I can help and support you just in the near future. I'm totally here for you. So just I really want you to get that. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. So what I'm going to do is I'll put a link on fulltimemom.org, and then everybody that's listening, just go into your mommy blog. And what I'll do is I'll do a quick paragraph, just kind of what Collide co-working is, with childcare, and then I'll link your event page to that blog. And then if there's anybody that needs, you know, especially because you said tomorrow's the deadline for Kidville, right? I just want to make sure.
Kidville.
So Kidville is located at 1030 West North Avenue, and it'd be on the third floor. And then when you get into the events page, then you have the option to just kind of click around and whatever time slot that's, you know, what you want, go ahead and click on there. And then you can see the different dates that are coming up for the other locations. So I'll totally have that link for you guys that are listening, and then you guys can just go right ahead and click away and reserve your spots and whatever time slots you guys want. So I just really want to recap really fast if anybody's just coming in and listening, but Kitch Fix is going to be the ones that are doing lunch. So if you want to come during lunch hour, that's one of the sponsors. And then there's Ness Furniture. And then I think I'm going to say it wrong. What's photography? How do you say
the photography?
Yeah. Okay.
Ugly Mug Cafe is also one of our sponsors. That's just brand new this last weekend. So we're really excited about as well.
I did see that on your Facebook today, so on the just the following. So yeah, that's really, and that would be for the coffee, right? Like just the different. Okay. Yeah. So there's just like so much happening. Mommies that are listening and just really want the balance and the boundaries in their work schedule. So definitely check it out. I definitely am going to make it a priority to check this out, especially with my daughter being off of school in the next 3 weeks. Like, I totally need this as much as
awesome.
I'm sure everybody else that's listening. So I really, really appreciate your time, Nikki. Thank you so much just for just giving us, you know, the scoop and just all the details to really your passion and your vision for Chicago and childcare.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really nice to have you reach out.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll touch bases with you in the next hour and then just give you the link of everything so that you have it as well. And I hope to see you soon. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Great. Same here.
So that was Nikki Ricks, everyone. She is the creator of Collide Coworking. And really, again, just Collide Coworking is your only spot to go to and get childcare with the luxury of co-working, which it basically means that you get to work on whatever it is that you need to work on instead of working at home and not having that luxury of your kids being entertained, right? So, like I said, go to fulltimemom.org and then go into mommy blogs, and in the next 24 hours, I will have everything up and running so that you can let's do that like in the next 6 hours. We're going to have that up just because there is a deadline for Kidville's reservations for August 7th from 9 to 5 at Kidville, which is at 1030 West North Avenue, and it's on the third floor in Chicago. So I think this is so great. It's kind of like an answered prayer right now for myself, and I'm sure the same thing for any working at home moms, or even moms that get to have the luxury of working at home with their jobs. So really get, like, regardless of where you're working, if you have a, just like the entrepreneur mindset or the corporate mindset, whatever it is that you're working in, like, get that there is an option. This may have been something that you're, like, wishing for, and, like, that option now is available to you. So I think it's really great how she said that. You know, there's the nanny option and then there's the daycare option, but there's not an option to really just kind of drop off and you know, go do your thing while your child is being entertained and really being taken care of, right? So I think this is really, really, really great. So we'll have that available to you guys as soon as possible on the fulltimemom.org website. And just I really want to share with you guys what is happening at fulltimemom.org. So we have some amazing mommy board members that have just come on board. And I mean, really, like, these moms that have come on board have been amazing. And not just amazing because of who they are for me, but who they are for you guys that are listening. I mean, they're all different uniquenesses. Like, they all have something that they've gone through, that they've accomplished, or that they're actually working on right now. And really, I mean, they all have something in common, and that is being a mom. But, I mean, really, the difference is that either they're, you know, as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, as a single mom, or as a daughter, they've all had to go through something that allowed them to be who they are today. And so amazing to be able to put together so many different skill sets, and then them just working either behind the scenes, or they're just, you know, as a blog director. So many of you may see them in action at times. You may see simply control something behind the scenes, right? They are doing something, and it's really not for necessarily full-time mom. It's really for the full-time moms that are out there that are really needing to relate. So if you go into Mommy Blog, you'll be able to read some of the newest blogs that have come out in the last week and a half. And some of them are, just read some of the titles, and that's Anxiety and Stress, Welcome to My World by Sandra Pascal. And she's actually from Orange County. So she is out there. She just really has a different lifestyle, right? You know, for those that live here in Chicago, I mean, it is very different. You get to have sun and the beach all the time. And here, you know, you do go through the different seasons, and I'm sure she goes through her different seasons, but she gets to share that with us. And then we have At Least I Got Through This Week by Blanca, and she has an amazing blended family that she's just really empowered, and she's gotten just really she's an inspiration just for those that, you know, have blended families and just really want to understand how it all happens. Like, what is she dealing with, right? And she totally is so authentic about it, but also just so inspirational. So that's another one. And then we have Kristen Roach, and she does our delectable desserts. I mean, I get it. Like, you know, we want to live a more healthier lifestyle. And then sometimes, you know, we do want to kind of indulge into something. And she's kind of the one that will give us that permission to indulge in something that she's tried, either from a cook from the internet or from somewhere. And she's simply sharing what she's created and she's loved. So, like, this week we had banana sour cream cake. And I have not tried it yet, but I surely will. And it sounds amazing. And then we have Christina Glass, and she has a blog about each mother's journey is unique, and it sure is. If you read her journey and you just see the different things that she's gone through up until now with her daughter, it's pretty amazing. So definitely check them out, read them, comment on them, like them, whatever it is that you need to do, just to know that you are reading and, you know, it is inspiring you in some way. It's really, really great. So that is under Mommy Blog. So if you go to fulltimemom.org, go under Mommy Blog, you'll see all of those. And if you want to get to know our Mommy Board, by all means, there is a link that says Mommy Board on there, and you'll get to see the picture. And then soon we'll have all their bios and just really what they're up to. I mean, they're all up to something, you know. If it's not just working and being a mom, they're doing something in their communities, in their churches, and they're even in the school. They're all up to something. So I'm really excited to have everybody on the team, and we are always looking for other mommy board members. So if you're interested, we have more than 29 other positions available. And all I'm asking is for 5 hours a month. And it really, I've really looked into, you know, what are the different skill sets out there. And even you get to make it up if there's something that you're really passionate about and I just don't have it listed. By all means, like, we're about creating and really building that village. Because really, full-time mom is a village where, you know, it does take a village to raise a child. So we're creating that village where all moms are building each other up in some way or form in motherhood. So go ahead, check it out, really. Just get familiar with who's on the board, what blogs are being posted on a weekly basis. And then soon we'll just have more and more of our parenting panel, just really great tips coming up. And you can also go on to there and look at our parenting panelists of experts. They're phenomenal. I have such a great relationship with all of them, and it's just really great to have them on board as the experts, right? So, like always, every Monday you get to just be in an hour of whatever it is that you really need to listen to and be with, and that's the Mommy Monday hour here at Full Time Mom Radio. So I really hope that you enjoy just listening to Nikki Ricks' vision and her creation, because I surely did. And everything will be able to just go back and follow up on fulltimemom.org on Mommy Blog. And let's see if there's anything else I'm missing, because there's just so much going on. I'm sure there's so much going on in your lives out there. I mean, if there's anybody listening and they want to be part of the conversations, by all means, please put down this number. It never changes. It's 602-753-1726. That's the number that you're able to call into. Be in the conversation. Ask away. All of the experts that we have on a weekly basis are always open to any questions. I mean, they're dying to hear your questions just so that they can simply create some type of clarity it is that you need. So we are just rocking over here. We have some amazing guests coming up. I've met some really great parenting coaches, and we got a really really great segment coming up about back to school. Just really having control in your life along with your kids and just your parenting style, and really get that everybody's parenting style is different. So she's going to really talk to the different varieties of what's going on to back to school. How do I control it? How do I get my hands on it, right? And then we have another Mom's Night Out coming August 14th. More details will be coming up. Again, you can definitely check out fulltimemom.org and just check out what's going on there. We have some really great raffle items and prizes and just really, really fun stuff happening. So a lot is rocking and a lot of stuff is going on, and I really hope to meet you if I have not met you already, and just really get just you within a village and a community of moms that are so similar to what you're dealing with. So I am going to close it off here. I really hope that you enjoyed everything that we discussed today. And like always, you've been listening to PW1 Radio, Woman in the Morning. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, Mommy Mondays Full-Time Mom Radio. I had such an amazing time today just being with you guys. And don't forget to listen to our next show. Always next Monday, 12 o'clock noon, Central Standard Time. Please visit us at pw1radio.net for the radio nation. And I am Francielli Daly. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.